Alan, looking ahead to Saturday, most of all, Quakers will be looking for a clean sheet in this game.
I think most of all, we're just trying not to let three in. That would be an improvement, wouldn't it? So we'll go for two. No. Yeah, I mean, everyone who knows me knows I'm all about clean sheets, being solid. Occasionally, you're going to get teams that, you know, that from their own great play and, you know, whatever they've done, if they break you down and open you up, then they're going to score goals. A bit of brilliance, a bit of magic, a free kick or something, or a bad decision from a referee or something like that. You know, you let goals in, but we've been gifting goals in the first three matches that we've been here, which has been really disappointing and really frustrating for me, because obviously we don't work on that. We've been working hard on getting the mentality right, where it's just like a zero risk. Play when we can play, because we want to play. Tommy's all about freedom, expressing yourself, a good brand of football that the fans are going to enjoy. But we want to win games as well, and you're not going to win games if you're letting two or three goals in every week. So we want to be solid and disciplined at the other end, and the decision making's got to be better, and it will get better. It's just at the minute there seems to be a little bit of a breakdown in communication. There seems to be a little hesitation, almost like a trepidation with the lads. They're not quite sure. Like I said to Tommy, I just want to see lads going, I'm having that. That's my ball. I'm going for it. That's my, you know, my decision. Bumf. I'll deal with that. And we haven't had anyone really that's took the game by the scruff of the neck and gone, right, you know, this is what we're going to do. Bang, clear your lines. Be solid. Be disciplined. We've got the lads who can do it. It's just taking a little bit of time. There's a little bit of a hesitancy, if I can get my words out, at the minute. But we'll get rid of that.
There's plenty of good character there, though, wasn't there, as demonstrated by last week. 3-1 down with just over 10 minutes left. Go back to 3-3. Maybe another 5 minutes. It could have been a Dalo win.
Oh, I think another few minutes on top, I think we'd have won it. But, you know, that, you can't go on forever, can it? You know, it's like we should have been, hopefully, we should have been in a better position by that time in the game. We shouldn't have been 3-1 down. You know, if it was, we should have been 1-1. We could have avoided two of the goals, definitely. And it should have been 1-1. They didn't really open us up that, you know, at all, really. I think they had one or two chances, but we had lots of chances as well. It was that kind of game. 1-1, we win the game. But that's where we need to get to. We need to be this weekend, we need to be in a position where we can win the game in the last 15, 20 minutes. Against Kidderminster last week, we weren't in a position where we could win the game in the last 15, 20 minutes. We got a draw, which is fantastic. So the belief and the passion and the ability and the stuff that the lads did in that last 15, 20 minutes was amazing. But you know, it's not acceptable to put yourselves in that position to start with. You know,
played with three men at centre back last week. Are you going to be using that formation every week, or are you going to change it as circumstances dictate, depending on who the opponents are?
Well, I think it all comes down to circumstances, the teams you're playing, who's in form, who's playing well, who's available. You know, we look at it every week, and we look at the lads who we've got available, we look at the team that we're playing, we look at the strengths and weaknesses of our players, their players, mostly our players. Obviously, you can look at the opposition and be worried about them, and it can completely change the way you want to play, but then I think that's a negative approach from us. You know, we don't want to be negatively trying to contain teams. We want to be attacking teams. We want to be getting at teams. We want to be beating teams. So I think myself and Tommy, we look at what we've got, what's available, what suits us personnel wise, and we've tried a few different shapes. To be honest, apart from the individual mistakes, I thought the three worked quite well. Not so much that it affected us defensively. You know, the centre halves, I don't think they were any different or played any better, or they were good. But I think it allows us to be more solid and more expressive and pack the numbers in midfield. And we had more support for Cartman up front as well. You know, we haven't had that in the first couple of games. We played that like 4-4-1-1 or 4-5-1 type position. But we were very deep, and Nathan was isolated. And it didn't work, and that's why we went to the 3-4-3. We wanted support. We didn't want him isolated, running around his own against two centre halves or three centre halves. We wanted people within touching distance who were there, who could bounce off him, who they could play with, and that was a big positive. But there's loads of different formations. But to be honest with you, you can play any formation in the world. Formations are one thing, but and we've got the players and the squad that can play lots of different formations. We will beat any team with any formation if the lads are on it. If the lads are on it and playing well, everyone's given 8-9s out of 10s, and they do as they're told, they don't make silly mistakes. It doesn't matter what formation we play, we will beat teams with the talent we've got if we cut out the mistakes and we do what we're good at. Formations are great, they can give you a tactical advantage, but they mean nothing without eliminating mistakes, without 100% effort, without that great attitude and determination that we saw in the last 15-20 minutes. Without that, formations don't mean anything. So I think sometimes you can read too much into it. Tactically, they give you an edge, but a tactical edge isn't going to mean anything if you're not performing.
So hopefully it'll all drop into place for Saturday's game against Tamworth.
Hope so. Yeah, I hope so. We've introduced a couple of new players, and they bring a great new dynamic an added dynamic to the squad. Both very talented lads, pace, strength, good attitudes. Proven to score. One of them's proven to score a lot of goals. Which is great. Which adds that to the team, which is massive. And the lads, I think the lads took to them, well they did, they took to them on Tuesday, and you could see that there was a response from the lads. You get new players coming in and it sort of, especially lads, because our guys knew them, they played against them not long ago, and we've got a good player, and it lifts the session. Everyone lifts, everyone goes up to another standard. I mean, the training's sharp anyway, but I could see it on Tuesday that it just lifted another little notch. There was lads buzzing around, and as a group we lifted it. And if we keep doing that, we keep demanding off each other, and we keep lifting performances in training, and the confidence grows, and the team spirit solidifies, and we cut out them silly mistakes, then we'll get results on a Saturday. The Tamworth games and the games coming up, they'll take care of themselves, because we've got the ability and we've got the talent, and I know we've got the characters to get results and to beat teams at this level and to progress. It's just about putting all those elements together, like you said, and cutting out the silly mistakes and demanding off each other and being disciplined, but being brave enough to express yourself and being brave enough to take responsibility on the pitch, not shun responsibility, accept responsibility. I'll do this, I'm taking control of that, you do this, you do that. People who are bossing people around, demanding off their teammates. We get all that in place, and we'll be in a good position to sort of to move and progress.